Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hi, Jeremiah. My name's Rose with Ferro Carriers, and I received a letter in the mail talking about small business loans.
Okay, yeah. Can you get me that 16-digit reservation code that's on there?
Yeah. It's 2311-0401.
0053-9308. Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me pull it up here. You're 951. Where are you calling out of?
Riverside.
Riverside. Okay, cool. We're located in San Diego.
Okay, perfect. Local.
Yeah. So here, let me pull you up. The 951 number that you called me from, in case it gets disconnected, is it okay if I call you back on that number?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Alright. 930. You said the last number 9308 or 3?
9308.
8. Okay. I have the business name as Herrera Carriers Incorporated. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the address is 17780 Parsons Road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Rose, are you the owner of the business?
No, I'm just the secretary.
Okay, secretary. And you're calling on behalf of
the owner.
What's his name? Sorry.
Luis Herrera.
Luis Herrera. Okay. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about what you're looking for there, and I'll see if I can answer any of your questions and.
Hopefully. Well, I'm just wondering what you guys are, like, what are you guys, like, a broker where you guys look for someone to finance us, or?
So, we are a little bit of both.
You guys yourself?
Well, we're a little bit of both, so we do both. We can get you financing ourselves, but at the same time, if we need a higher approval, we do have a couple people that we work with. So I really wouldn't call us a broker because we don't send it to everybody. So we try to we only work with a few other lenders specifically that give us large approvals. So we have a program called Participation. And basically what that is where we go in half on the loan with one of our lenders that we work with.
Oh,
so we're
okay.
So we're able to get you guys a bigger approval than what you would normally be able to get.
Okay. And your guys' approval is based on?
Generally, it's going to be a little bit of credit. Let me ask you a few questions. How long have you guys been in business, sir?
We've been in business we've been in business a really long time, but we barely incorporated in 2014.
Okay. And you guys are what now, a corporation or LLC or?
We're a corporation.
Corporation.
Before we were sole proprietor, yeah.
Oh, okay. And what did you guys do in sales last year?
Last year, I think we just hit $1 million.
Okay. And this year, are you guys on track to do the same or?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And how
That's
would you
gross,
rate?
Right?
I'm sorry?
That's gross.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
Is Lewis 100% owner of the business, or does he have, like, a partner?
He has a partner.
Okay, so they're 50-50?
No, he's 51, and then
49.
The other one, right.
Okay, cool. And how much are you guys looking for, like, ballpark figure?
It just depends. I mean, I see you guys do equipment financing, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any, we have all of our equipment financed, but we don't have any, like, credit cards or anything like that right now, so I'm not sure what the business credit looks like.
Okay. What about working capital loans? Do you have any of those out?
No working capital,
No? Okay.
So this would be, like, our first thing
okay.
that we're kind of looking into.
Okay, and why are you guys thinking about maybe possibly doing that?
Just because, you know, with payroll and we have, like, our registration coming up and our, like, our insurance renewal coming up. And those are always big down payments. And they always suck up a lot of our
cash flow.
Big working capital. Yeah, like,
sure.
It's ridiculous. Our insurance, like, $20,000 this last time. And it's like, that is, and that's just to start it. And then we still have to pay monthly, you know. And so it sucks all of our working capital. So for the next, like, 4 months, we're just kind of, like, choking, you know.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking it would be nice if, you know, we didn't have to do that. I mean, if we have to, we have to. But if we don't, then it would be nice.
It'd be a lot less.
That's paid. Yeah.
Right. Less stressful, right?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of stress. So.
Yeah, I bet. Okay. Well, if you guys could pick a number, do you have an idea of what all those renewals and payroll, everything might cost?
No, I don't. I mean, I guess we can go for, like, you know, the max number we could get, and then, you know, if we need less, then we just don't use it, right?
Correct. So what I'm thinking, just kind of based off what you told me, how would you rate Lewis's credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
You know, it was kind of bad for a little while, but just recently we paid off almost everything that he owed on. So
cool.
I don't know if it's reflecting on his credit score yet, but I know just last month or the month before that, he paid everything off, so.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'll go worst case scenario here. So I'll just kind of assume he has a bad credit. If it's better than bad, that's obviously going to help us. But I'll assume it's bad. Consider, you know, how long you guys have been in business and what you're doing in sales. And kind of based off the answers you've given me, I can get you guys probably anywhere between 100 to 150,000 in working capital.
Okay,
that's just, you know, a rough estimate. As far as, like, numbers go and paybacks, I have not a single clue, because it really depends on how long you want the money for, how much you want. There's so many different variables that really kind of determines the payback on the amount of money you borrow. What's great about us is that we work super fast. It's very simple. It's a short one-page application. We need some bank statements and a tax return, and then I get you an answer in about 24 hours.
Okay. And, you know, on our bank statements, because, you know, we've been trying to catch up, a lot of the time the ending balance is, like, negative. I mean, obviously it always catches back up, but, I mean, does that hurt the process too?
It may hurt a little bit. What about currently right now? Are you guys negative?
No, we're not negative.
Okay.
Right now. But I would have been looking at the past 3 bank statements, because I've been thinking about doing this. But I'm like, maybe we should wait longer until the credit's updated for Lewis, you know, and it's better. But I've been looking at the last 3 bank statements, and it always seems like on the ending, you know, like the closing day is always like a negative balance.
And that happens. Sometimes it could have a little. You know, it'll stop you from some of the programs we have. It won't stop you from all of them. So you're still be fine. I'm sure we'll still get you something. What I would recommend is, how soon are you guys looking to bring it on?
Well, I mean, now.
Okay. We could definitely.
But I mean, if we have to wait and relook at it, we can always do that. If it's, you know, if there's an interest rate that's just like crazy, you know, for us, then we'll probably just wait it out, you know, like I said, we just paid everything off for him, and then, you know, we can work on those ending statement dates not being negative.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I tell you what, I have been known to do some wonders for businesses, so I feel confident I can do something for you guys. Don't get the full, we'll shoot for the 150, but if we miss, we still may be able to get around 100. Which I think will still help you guys out a lot. And I can get you a really good rate here, as well as some good terms. What's a good email, Rose, for me to send you the application?
I have a paper one here. Is it the same thing? Or
It's going to be a little bit different. And I'm going to actually need his signature on this application.
It's admin.
Mm-hmm.
at Herrera's
Trucking.com. Trucking.com. Okay, and quick question. How many trucks do you guys have in your fleet?
Right now we have 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Members. Are they sleepers or non-sleepers?
They're sleepers.
Okay. Do your trucks, are they in interstate?
We go to all the states.
You guys go all the states. Okay. All right. I just need to get that info because you guys are a trucking company. So I got admin at HerreraTrucking.com. Is that correct?
It's Herrera's.
Carreras.
No, no. H-E-R-R-E-R-A-S.
Oh, S. Okay. Herreras Trucking.com. Yeah. Perfect. Okay, Rose. Well, do you mind if I give you my direct line in case you have any questions?
Yeah, no problem. Okay, what is it?
It's 858-909-8867.
8867?
Yep.
Okay, and your name again?
It's Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Okay.
All right, cool. Well, I'll send you an email in about 5 minutes, Rose, with the application and along with the short list of what I would need to get you guys the approval.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thank you. If you have any other questions, give me a call back, okay?
Okay, well done.
All right, Rose. Nice talking to you.
You too. Bye.
Bye.